Jagannath. At that time, they are busy in beautifying the deity, Angarag Seva, in the service of beautifying. And also, it is thinking of the devotees of Jagannath, the Jagannath after bathing Jagannath. Jagannath is ill, so Jagannath cannot take all this bhog, rice, etc. So they used to give beverage, drinking something thereby of their preparation. For 15 days, we say sarbat with yogurt mix, like that. They used to give for 15 days. These sort of pastimes were there. And it has been written, although I heard from our Guru Bhargava, our Gurudev, the Raya Ramananda's previous family, they belong to Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. But it is written in Bhajan Nirnaya, in one book, that Raya Ramananda was the disciple of Raghavendra Puri, and Raghavendra was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So they are linked with Madhavendra Puri. Raya Ramananda. Raya Ramananda, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, in the month of Bengali month, Magh, it is winter season, Magh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Katwa. After that, he went to Puri in Phalgun, next to Magh. And in the month of Chaitra, he rescued Vasudev Sarvabhaum from Mayavad philosophy. Mayavad philosophy is Supreme Lord is one, and Jivas are also Supreme Lord, like that. Suham, Om Brahmasmi. And refuted that, and Vasudev Sarvabhaum became devotee, a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started for South India, he started for just after that in Vaishakh, in the first month of Bengali calendar, Vaishakh. He left for. At that time, Vasudev Sarvabhaum said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I couldn't understand about the highest order of Prema Bhakti of Raya Ramananda at that time. I met him, but I used to cut jokes with him when he used to speak about pure devotion. And I used to say something against that. But when I came in contact with you, and after they understood that there is a mistake, then now I have got this knowledge that Raya Ramananda is a very highest order of devotee. So you should go there to South India to meet Raya Ramananda. It is my submission. Right. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go alone. Knowing this, Nityananda said, no. Always you remain in ecstatic feeling. Somebody should be there. He gave Krishna Das, one servitor, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first went to Kurma Mandir, Kurmachal. Kurma means tortoise, tortoise Bhagavan. Tortoise Bhagavan, in different forms, now you can get it in Dasavatar. I think that grantha, that book is for published.
Very soon.
When? It will be published there in London.
They are going to Mandala. Here it will be designed.
Then you will get Kurma. And Kurma Mandir, there is Kurma Mandir. You visit that Kurma Mandir. Kurma Khetra. And the Kurma Vipra. He met one devotee, Kurma Vipra. And asked him, ordered him to preach Harinam Sankirtan everywhere. Now, after that, one Vasudev Vipra, one leper, leper means leprous, very seriously, a ulcerous leper. He could not move. He did not think about his own disease. But he thought, I shall have the opportunity to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to have his darshan. Then my life will be successful. Somehow he came there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left towards other places in South India. And he was disappointed and weeping. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned. For one that, one devotee, leper, and embraced that man. And he became a very nice body. No leper, nothing. And he said, why you have done this? I was in leprosy, that was for my eternal good. Now you have made me this nice body. I shall have some sort of ego of this world. I cannot worship. No. You will be able to worship. Don't think about this. After that, he came to Godavari. No, Singhachalam. Singhachalam, one temple there in the mountain. Nishinga Singhachalam, Nishinga Mandir. There, making obeisance and performing kirtan, he again proceeded and came to Godavari, and he saw Godavari as Jamuna. This is Jamuna, always surcharged with the ecstatic love feeling of Krishna as the Krishna's pastimes. We personally go to Vrindavan and see Jamuna, but no such feeling comes to me, at least to me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he sees river, he thinks this is Jamuna. Godavari is also a holy river. There, after crossing the Godavari, on the other place, there is one place, Kobur. And he went there to bath in the river, and after that, he was waiting for Raya Ramananda there. Raya Ramananda will be here. He heard from Vasudev Sarvam. Vasudev Sarvam wanted that I should meet him. So he remained there. And he remained there sitting. In the meantime, by Lord's desire, non-different, Supreme Lord and his disincarnate form or devotee are non-different. Raya Ramananda came there in a palanquin with band party, with music, and he was like a governor in that place. So he came there and he alighted from the, got down from the palanquin, and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and made obeisances to him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, knowing fully well Who are you? I am your humble servant. I am Shudra. Shudra means a lower caste in India. I am Shudra, I am lower caste. I am your humble servant. Immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced and there was ecstatic feelings of prem because the contact with Vishakha and Krishna, outside people they were astonished. This man is Shudra of lower family and this sannyasi is a big, very big sannyasi, tall figure and so like a supreme lord. Why they have this sort of ecstatic feelings? They were astonished to see this. By seeing them around, all these are, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu restricted his feeling. And also, chala gaya? Kya ho gaya? कनेक्शन चला गया जी जी वन बेशन मशीनरी ऑल दिस मशीनरी इज देयर सो डिफिकल्टी समटाइम्स देयर इज एनी काइंड ऑफ डिफेक्ट इन इट. Is there defect in them or is defect in you? Such things happen. What for? Earlier, for the first time. Vishaya ইচ্ছিত বিষয়ে বাংলা বলতে বললে বেশি ভালো হতো। এখন তো সময় চলে গেল, আর কতটুকু ওর বলা যাবে। অনেক কিছু জানবার আছে। আঙুলটা এদিকে দিয়ে হয়ে গেলে চোখের মাঝে difficulty in the machine, in the apparatus, everything is disturbed. This is elaborate subject. Some time is already spent in the difficulty. Directly, if we are present, then freeness is there to speak. Now we see Raya Ramananda, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting. He came to that place and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Raya Ramananda had contact and ecstatic feeling. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about Vasudev Sarvam. Vasudev Sarvam particularly, very particularly requested me to see you. Then Raya Ramananda said, he has got affection for me. For that reason, for my eternal benefit, he has asked you to come. You should remain here at least for 5-7 days. Otherwise I shall not be sanctified. My mind is impure. I shall come later on when there will be no such people and meet you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hear Harikatha from Raya Ramananda. And Raya Ramananda said, what I shall speak. If you remain here, then I shall be sanctified. Sancharya Rama Vita Bhakta Mege Sa Bhakti Siddhanta Chayam Vritani Gurabdi Reti Ratu Namuna Amuna Etna Etois Utkar Ratna Layatan Prajati. You will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is written, It is a very important subject. Here one illustration has been given. By the heat of the sun, there is moisture, vapor. Vapor comes out from the ocean. And that moisture creates clouds. And that clouds again, through rainfall, comes to the earth. And through rivers and others again, reaches the ocean. Ocean is compared with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking question and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is replying. But here, generally, we find devotees they ask and Supreme Lord replies. But here, just the opposite. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's imparted power, like a cloud, comes from the ocean, and again by rains, again it goes to the ocean. In that way, it has been explained. The Raya Ramananda is not speaking by his own power. Raya Ramananda is replying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking. Gradual development of theism. I had the opportunity to hear about this from the lotus leaves of our most revered Gurudev in Assam. When one very rich person wanted his presence in his house, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, our Guru Maharaj said, that on condition, if you hear me, then I shall stay. For 1 month, he wants Guru Maharaj's presence there for 1 month. You have to sit and hear. I can spare time in the morning, 8:30 to 9:30. He daily used to stay. And our Guru Maharaj explained this Raya Ramananda Prasanga. Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu conversation, dialogue. For 1 month, within 1 hour, within 2 hours, you can finish it. Very important subject. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Parashlok Sadhyara Ninnaya. You determine the sadhya. Sadhya means that which is attained by sadhana, by procedure of means, method. That which is attained is called sadhya. Sadhya means the object. What is the object to be attained? And you should speak not by your own intellect. I do not want to hear from you. Whatever you should speak, it should be substantiated by scriptural evidence. Then Raya Ramananda replied, Sadharma Charane Vishnu Bhakti Hai. Here Raya Ramananda said, Vishnu Bhakti, Vishnu, who is Vishnu? All pervading spirit, Almighty Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Vishnu is the object of worship. We have to satisfy, we have to serve Vishnu. Method, sadharma charane. Sadharma means, now the conditioned souls they are in, the shackles of Maya. In this world, in our Indian philosophy, we have already heard, external potency has got three primal qualities. Primeval qualities or primary qualities. From the origin of it, Sattva Raja Tama. Sattva Gun, Raja Gun, Tama Gun. And the conditioned souls are enveloped by that external potential. Sattva Gun, there are several qualities, mainly goodness and virtuousness. They worship Supreme Lord. They have got the dedicated life. They are called Brahmins. They don't want worldly things. They engage themselves to read the Vedas and to spread the knowledge of the Vedas. They become Brahmins. Goodness and virtuousness. Mainly. And by Rajagun, there are Kshatriyas, activeness and spiritedness, shortly to briefly to say, not elaborately I can say here. They are very active and they can govern, they are courageous, they can sustain, maintain the innocent and punish the culprits without any fear. They are Kshatriyas. They used to govern in India earlier. After the invasion of foreigners, this system has been disturbed. But this system was there. Kshatriya. And another Tamagun. In Tamagun, ignorance is there. And vice is called Shudra. In between Shudra, in between Rajagun and Tamagun, Rajas Tamagun is Vaishya. There is another. Vaishya means those who are merchants, traders, who earn money. They have got the intelligence to do this. And they have got respect for cows. They used to serve cows, cow Brahmins. All these qualifications they have got. And they are earning money by business. They are called Vaishya, Rajastava, and Tamagun, Shudra. Brahman Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra is Varna. And there are stages. In Brahmin, they have got four stages. Brahmacharya, Garastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Celibate life, celibate student life. And Garastha, household life. Then hermit life. And ultimately, mendicant, ascetic life, Sannyas. These are the stages. There are stages. Brahmin have got the, ultimately they can become sannyas. Vaishya and Kshatriya, Kshatriya and Vaishya up to Vanaprastha. And Shudra only household. Household duty. They can. These are serving the three foreigners. This is not by birth. Actually, but now it has been, this society is made by birth. But previously, by qualities, Chatu Varnam Maya system, Guna Karma Vivakasa, you will find in the Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I created this four Varna and Ashram for you, according to qualities, not according to birth. But now, no Rishi Munis are there, so no disturbance has been created in India by foreign invasion. So now it is going on by birth. But it's very scientific. And this Varnasam Dharma by Varnasam Dharma, which is Traigunna Vishayavedana is Traigunna Bhavarjuna in Gita said, Vedas has taught this sort of Varnasam Dharma. Traiguna Vishaveda and his Traiguna Bhavajana. Also Nirguna Bhava is also there in Vedas. But the ordinary people, they cannot accept Nirguna. They are now in the bondage. So a gradual procedure should be shown to them. From Tavagun to Rajagun, Rajagun to Sattagun, Sattagun to Nirguna, there is vertical. It is not horizontal. In this way, by performing Varnasam Dharma, they can satisfy, they can serve, they can worship Vishnu. By serving Vishnu, only way is Varnasam Dharma. This is the first stage. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bajjo, Aage Kaho Aar. Eho Bajjo. Our Guru Maharaj is to explain this for days together. So I am to speak very swiftly, like Rajdhani Express, what can be done? I cannot speak. Short, if I make short, you will not be able to understand. Eho Bajjo, this is external. What? I have come to give something. By this, that will not be attained. So it is external to that. He did not say it is nothing. Varnasam Dharma is nothing. He did not say that. He said it is external, outside my cherished object, desired object, outside. Aage kaho aar. Please say something better ahead to this. Please say something onwards ahead to this. Then, Raya Ramananda says, Krishna Karmatman Sadhyasar. The best sadhya object is Krishna Karmapan. In Vishnu, the personality is not so clear. By the word Krishna, he is the enjoyer and master of all. Supreme Lord. That knowledge is manifested there in Krishna word. So Krishna is all powerful, all existence, all powerful, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipotent. Krishna is Paramparush. We have to serve Krishna, but without the desires of fruits. Now the Varnasam Dharma, there it is given an allurement of fruits. If you do Garastha Dharma correctly, you will go to heaven. There are 14 worlds, 7 worlds up, 7 worlds Netherlands, nether worlds, down. Bhurbhuva Janamaha Tattapa Shapta. Now if you do Girastha Ashram correctly, you will go to heaven. And if you perform Brahmajajya Ashram, then Janalok. And if you perform Vanaprastha Ashram, Maha Sattalok, Tapalok, and Sannas to Sattalok, that is all within this material universe. Those worlds are within material universe. They are not even better so. But there is better than this world. Higher than this world. For those fruits they are doing. And it has been mentioned in this Vedas. If you do this, you will get this kind of fruits. But here, it is said you should do without the desire of fruits. Yes, you do it. But without the desire, jat karasi, jat adrasi, jat joshi, jat jat. That tapasya was the tat purusha madarpanam in Gita it is said. Whatever you do, that karasi. Whatever you eat, that asnasi. And whatever performance you do for oblation, in your oblation, and that Kaurasya Asnaja Dvoshi, Dadashi, whatever you donate, you give, and whatever you perform penance, all the fruits you have to give, offer to Supreme Lord, you are not to take it. This is higher than Vadasan Dharma. Vadasan Dharma, they are doing this with the object of getting mundane benefits, worldly benefits. But here, they are doing without worldly benefits. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Evabhajya Agegar. This is also external. He speaks something better than this. This is also external, yes. Because their ego is there in this world. Material ego, Satyagun, Rajagun, Tamagun, Rajastamagun. With that material ego they are doing, their ego is pinned down in this world. How they can go? I have come to give something which they cannot be able to take, get it. So this is external to that, to my cherished object, external. I do not say it is nothing, but it is external. You say something higher than this, ahead. Now you see why? Without wanting fruits they are doing with their wanting fruits, because whenever you do any action, no action conditional soul can do without doing any sins. They have got rajagun, sattagun, tamagun. Tamagun, the propensity to commit sin. Only sattagun predominates in Brahmin. Rajagun, tamagun is also there. In rajagun predominates in Kshatriya. But sattagun, tamagun also is there. So, they also commit sins. While doing karma, this oblation, there are some defects also. If they take the fruits, so they are for the wrong doings, they have to take that also bad effects. For that reason, after doing varnasam dharma, they do not want the fruits. All fruits they give to Supreme Lord. But their ego is there. This world is so many diverse varieties here, variegatedness. Our Guru the Guru Varga used to say, this world is the place of immense suffering, intolerable suffering, because so many variegatedness, so many variety, diverse varieties, and waves of suffering. Waves of suffering. But if they do not do karma, then that suffering will be less. But their ego is in the ignorance. They are in the ignorance. External potency is the nescience, potency of nescience. For that reason, that is not the place of peace. They will not get actual peace, but they may not get a tremendous suffering. This world is place of tremendous suffering. And beyond that, now a bit better, this karma arpan. And after that, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is also external. Then Raya Ramananda said, sarva sadharma tyag in sadhyasa. When all this varnasam dharma, whether with the desire of fruits or without the desire of fruits, not beneficial for the human beings, conditioned souls, then I say we should give up this karma. Karma with desires, karma with no desires. Give up. And they have given the illustration. Agyaiva gunan dosan maya dishtar mishakan. Dharman sadda javas. Sadda maang bhaja sadda satcha. You have to Chaitanya, the Supreme Lord has made all the instructions according to the eligibility of the conditioned souls. Shakti, Rajasik, Tamasik, all these conditioned souls. But a real sadhu, actual sadhu, he will judge about the merits and demerits of this, which is beneficial for us. Even what God has given permission, because of his competency to that, to do that, because of Rajagun, because of Tamagun, Vijayagun, Sattagun, they cannot do it beyond that. For that reason. But a real saint, sage, will understand Krishna's intention by not adhering into the order of the Supreme Lord. He can do something which can satisfy Krishna. Dasat sadhu is very rarely to be found. And again another illustration has been given from Gita. Saradharman parityajya maam ekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarvabhyo mukkhyesya mahasucha. This is the highest commandment in the Gita. Most secret of all secrets. You give up all dharma, varnasam dharma, any kind of dharma, any other, yoga, jnana, etc., everything, and take absolute shelter to me. I am giving you assurance, I shall rescue you from all sins. He was talking to Arjuna. Now, here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the highest commandment, highest teaching in the Gita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Eho Bhajya, this is also external. I have not come to speak about this. How can I understand this? This Saradhamman Paritya Mahabhikam Saradhang Bhajya Ahangtva Saradhamman Mukkhese Mahasucha, it is also outside my teaching, not within my teaching. You will not get it. Why? This is not actual Saranagati. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has got no belief in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He belief in Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, his supremacy. He is saying to Arjuna, I shall rescue you from all sins if you do not do duties of these worldly duties. He had got apprehension. If I do not do worldly duties, then I shall commit sin, I shall have to go to hell. And God has to give to him this guarantee. This is guaranteed Saranagati. This is not actual Saranagati. Unconditional surrender, there should be unconditional surrender. A conditional surrender. When you are submitted to Krishna, why you are thinking that you will commit sin? If you serve Krishna, you serve all. These are the root. You have got an actual belief. And God has to give some guarantee to you. This is guaranteed Saranagati. This is external. And there is no word here how to get Saranagati by the association of bona fide Shuddha Bhakta. It is not mentioned here. It is external. By this, where you can go? You can go to Viraja. Viraja means where there is no creation. There is no creation. There is also a place of ignorance, nations, not place of peace. Not so much disturbance is there, because no variegatedness. Beyond that, Brahmadham, then after that, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this is external, please say something ahead to this. Jnana Mishra Bhakti Sadhusa. Then he said, the bhakti by which we can get Brahmananda, Brahmabhuta Prasannatma Nasachiti Nakamsati, Sama Sarvesha Bhutesha Mad Bhakti Lavate Param. When we shall get Brahmananda, we shall be satisfied. No trouble will be there, Brahmananda. That is beyond Viraja. It is Ananda. Brahmananda is Ananda. But there are no waves of Ananda. Only Ananda, formless Ananda. Without any variegatedness. No variegate, no variety, no diversity. Diverse variety. So what that is? No, there are no waves of Ananda. This is also outside Vaikuntha. This is not it. I have not come to give this. You have to speak something higher than this. Then he said, ultimately, Jnana Shunna Bhakti Sadhusa. Now you have to understand this. From here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching starts. This is the gradual development of theism. Belief in God, gradual development. Our Guru Maharaj, I could not remember all, but I am trying for my own benefit to remember the teachings which Guru Maharaj used to give, explain. But time is short. But that is, how long I can speak? Now you see, huh? 10 minutes more. Jnana prayasa udvasya namante eva jivanti sanvakritam bhavadiya vartam. Sthane siddhasudhugatam tonuvang manavi je prayasa udvasya prasitva isthuratam. It should be substantiated by verse. This is verse from Bhagavat. By my own endeavor, by my own intellectual knowledge, by my own effort, if I can know Brahma, if I can know Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord will be subservient to me. This sort of process of ascension, inductive process. By inductive process, you cannot have contact with Supreme Lord, which is self-effulgent. There it is said, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasatiti Nakansati. Nasatiti Nakansati. After that, after Brahma Bhuta, when he will be Brahma Bhuta, actually he will be reinstated in his own self, then bhakti will start. Here the Brahma has said with vigorously, with great emphasis, that we should not have this sort of endeavor that we can know Supreme Lord by our own intelligence and wisdom and by our own endeavor. Supreme Lord is one. Supreme Lord cannot be many. Asamartha. There is no equal to him, more than him. Where there is no equal to him, more than him, There is no other way except Supreme Lord to get Supreme Lord. There is no other. You see, this way can attain Supreme Lord. Then that way will be either equal to Supreme Lord or more. But there is nothing equal to him or more than him. So only by his desire you can get. If by the desire of you get me, then your predominance is there. Your dominance is there. You will be predominant. And if I get by my desire you, then you will be subservient to me. If other by other desires God can be attained, then God will lose his position. For that reason, if you do something for his satisfaction, then by his satisfaction, by his desire, by his satisfaction, if you get by Shuddha Bhakti, then God will have his own position intact. If you say by karma you can get, then karma you do not want Krishna. You are doing worship for getting mundane and here and hereafter in heaven some benefits. Not for Krishna. And the Krishna is to yield there, the Krishna will lose his absolute position. Krishna's absolute position will be lost. Jnani, they do not want all these material desires. They want emancipation. They want to merge themselves to formless Brahma. But they do not want Supreme Lord. If Supreme Lord is to yield to there, then Supreme Lord will lose his position. He does not want Supreme Lord. And he should get Supreme Lord by this process. Then Supreme Lord will lose his position. Yogis, they want Siddhi, all kinds of Manimalogi, all kinds of Siddhi. Realization. There is in this worldly realization. And also to get to merge themselves in Paramatma. They did not want Supreme Lord. Why Supreme Lord will come? So the only way to get is bhakti. And that bhakti, how we can get? Jnana prayasa udvashro. You have to throw it to get distance. Then by my own effort I can know. He is Supreme Lord, he is self-effulgent. One who will submit to him unconditionally. Here submission is clear because sadhu sangha is there. Jnana prayasa namanteva. Submit. You submit to him. Jivanti sangha kritam bhavadeva partam. And you remain, you sustain your life. You spend your life by hearing Harikatha from sadhu. Sadhu with Harikatha will enter into your heart and will draw you to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Bhagavan is doing it. Bhagavan and sadhu, a real sadhu, is not different. Here actual Saranagati will be there. Where you will find a surrendered soul, bona fide surrendered soul. Then you can have Saranagati. You will find in Gita and other, also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing. Saranga Saranagati hai asi jahar, jahar parthana sunasi Nanda Kumar. Rupa sanatana pade dvanta tida kori, bhagati pinata pade dhu padat pade. By only practicing sixfold Saranagati you cannot get. But you have to approach a realized soul, Rupa Sanatana, your Gurudev. Then that will be imparted, your real nature of the real self, real Saranagati will be manifested. By real Saranagata, who has already surrendered and whose eternal real self is awakened, he can awake others. You can impart it to others. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is, I affirm this, I confirm it. From this, yes, this is correct. From this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started. And after that, bhakti, prema bhakti, not bhakti with all the, with the instruction and injunction of the scriptures under rules and regulations. Bhakti with the spirit of love. When you are hungry, then you like whatever it is given to you, it is tasteful. When you are not hungry, even if very tasteful dishes are given to you, this is not good. That hunger should be there, rag. And after that, the Shantarash, Dasarash, Sakharash, Vasularash, Madhurash, and ultimately Radhani, all these have been done. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rairamanda said, first I thought you were a sannyasi, now I am seeing that you are Krishna, Nandanandan Krishna, and before you, the golden complexion Radharani is there. You are the combined manifestation of Radha Krishna. Rairamanda has seen it. So if you find time any other time, then this can be explained later on. Now it is 10. At the end, I want to pay my innumerable prostrate obeisances. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal most favored assistants are non-different, and their grace through these grace incarnated forms, so I should pray to them, and grace incarnated form through perceptual channel to our Gurudev and Guru Bhargava. If they grace me, then I can have the opportunity to enter into the transcendental realm or the highest object which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give, the highest frame. So I pay my innumerable positive humble obeisances to the lotus feet of Raya Ramananda and other our most revered Gurudev and other Guru Bhargava, to forgive me for my all offenses and give me some power so that I can submit myself. Any moment this non-eternal body may be finished. So devotion, pure devotion should go with me. If they desire, God will fulfill it. One chant.
Hare Krishna.